You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by Representative Doug Blex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I hope you can hear me. I'm on the road just about the 8 Center, so I hope we don't lose cell phone reception.
Well, I hope not either, but I am happy to have you on the air with us here this morning. So,
go ahead.
I guess there's a little bit of a delay, but I was just going to ask what's going on at the Capitol. What do we need to know about?
Things that will be coming up this legislative session, the new one. We certainly don't have a handle on what the school finance and what the court's going to do yet. We're anticipating that decision. Kind of the general feeling is that there won't be a need for a special session called. Probably deal with that at a regular time event, so that's at least good news. All indications people, and you can't ever predict what a court will do, but it looks like they're probably going to require more money, which is going to cost everybody a little more, so we'll see. So that's on the agenda. That's always that dark cloud overlooming behind us. Education represents about 51% of the total state budget pie, so it's a big issue. Other issues that we'll probably be covering, Lansing prison, that renovation, and it's our oldest prison, has about 230 inmates, constructed back in 1867, so we're struggling with some decisions on that, whether or not we will do a lease purchase option on a new building. One of the issues that we have, the state of Kansas has a very difficult time of prison correctional guards retaining them. We have as high as a 46% turnover rate. The governor recently increased salary for those and hopefully some retention, but that causes a lot of problems, understaffing, and of course Lansing being built so long ago, when labor was fairly reasonable and they had a lot of guards, it's a little more difficult to keep track of the inmates. And so that's kind of the reason. Some studies have shown that actually a new design will pay for itself over time in labor savings because of the monitoring that a new design would be over the old. So that's going to be a huge issue. We're going to have to make some decisions whether we want to do a lease purchase, which the advantage of a lease purchase is the state of Kansas doesn't have to come up with a lot of money at one time. The other option would be to do a bond issue and finance it and maybe let a private firm do the maintenance. There's quite a few options. All those will be presented to the legislature this session, and hopefully we can come up with the right decision. Those are the things that, you know, end up, you want to run on a platform of low taxes, but it seems like all these issues come up. We're dealing with some, you know, aging infrastructure across the state and modernization of new equipment and all that, and all $1,000.
Right, and it seems like we were just starting to catch up with our budget. Like we had been in so deep in debt, and we had just sort of figured out a way that we would slowly start making recoveries. But now we're looking to start spending more. Or is there any concern that this is going to put us back into a place of debt?
Well, certainly, anytime you do a bond issue, that put you into debt, and you know, so there is concern with that. And I've looked a little bit over history. I'm not an expert in this field, but looking at spending years where we had surplus that was fairly sizable, and I'm talking over the last 25, 30 years, it seems like the very next year we spent down, we use that money And there's a lot, you know, it tugs on your heartstrings because there's a lot of really good projects out there that need to be done. And certainly Lansing is one of those. But yet efficiency in government and people are demanding that, and it certainly should be. Ironically, I legislated post audit, which is an independent, bipartisan, pretty much no strings attached to branch of state government that the legislature relies on. Just, you know, some of the people are saying, well, there's no place to cut. We can't cut. All we need to raise taxes. Well, the legislative post audit just done a study on and an audit of a Western Kansas school district that has about 220 students, has a budget, annual budget of about $3 million. And lo and behold, the no-cut deal, there's about $160,000 annually they could save. Excuse me. They could save if they just done some changes. Of course, so in my opinion, there's always some room for improvement, and sometimes it's tough. But you know, we need to be wise stewards of the tax dollars we got.
So, is the solution then to try and make everything more efficient? Is the solution then to try and cut certain programs? Is the solution to be a little bit, in lack of a better term, heartless and just ignore some of those needs we see coming in? What do you think the best option is?
Well, hopefully a middle of approach. I think certainly we need to keep up with technology, and in the case like prison, there's a lot of monitoring devices. The design becomes critical to where one or two or three people can watch 10 or 20 as opposed to, you know, a one on three or whatever. Manpower is very expensive, and certainly there's got to be some middle ground there. I do value people as being our best asset, and we got to be pretty judicious in how we approach that. You know, and a simple, I don't know if it's a simple way, but one way that would be to, when a person retires, not fill that position. I don't want to see people lose jobs, but at the same token, we're going to have to look at design and efficiency in the future, and I think that's going to be a wave. And another thing is privatization. Do we want to contract a service out, or do we want to have state employees do that? And of course, when you have state employees, there's a retirement issue that comes in that costs. Certainly a privatization, I don't know that is the answer, because they have to make a profit. And I just attended a meeting with other area representatives on KDADs looking at Osawatomie, and that's another big, huge issue. A lot of people know that, and particularly local law enforcement, that we were over capacity. We didn't have a place. They don't have a place to take those people that need special attention, and it's creating a lot of problems within our local issue. So there's another thing we're going to have to spend money on. We've lost the certification, and in December of 2015, and that has cost the state of Kansas $1 million a month in federal reimbursements. So we've now made some corrections there. They bid it out to a private company that called Correct Care, and supposedly they would operate that. But the legislature, again, will have to make a decision this session as to how we want to do that. Do we want to do a lease purchase where there's no cost in the building, and we'd have a 20-year payout or something, and have a fee to take over the building ownership, or do we want to issue bonds and build it outright in the state? So those are really some tough decisions. You know, we have experts in the field that give us advice, and we have to rely on them.
Well, you bring up an interesting point there that I'd like to just ask, I guess, briefly about. But from what you've noticed in general, when you compare a government-run, say, prison versus a or privately run prison, which is cheaper? Which is more efficient for that prison?
Well, a couple things go into that. One is the state technically loses somewhat of a oversight. Now, we do have, you know, contract that you've got to agree to do this. Generally speaking, from what I've seen in my limited experience, it's real close. It's not a lot of difference. However, that being said, sometimes the quality of food, for example, in a jail or in a school system where they may privatize, may not be quite the same standard that you would get if you have people preparing that, you know, on a local basis, because they have, you may have kids or grandkids in school, and you know, they probably do a little better job. But generally speaking, it's really a wash. I mean, it's hard to tell the difference. You don't have to pay for the retirement, and that's getting a fairly costly event. People are living longer, so every CAPERS employee, whether that's a school teacher or a correctional guard or whomever that works in the state, you know, is held that retirement system, and that's a fairly costly event. So it depends on the type of service. I think there's pros and there's cons of both going both ways. Certainly, if you're looking at a governor that may want to say, well, I reduce state employee, or a legislator say, I reduce the number of state employees, and I save the state money, I guess privatization is the way to go. However, if you're having problems with money, and our local nursing homes is a classic example of that, we more or less went to privatization of that, and that hasn't been worked out so well. We have a local nursing home there in Coffeyville that's still and not receive payments on time. So I see both sides.
Well, Representative Doug Blex, thank you so much for joining us. We're just about out of time, but before we go, do you have anything else you'd like to let us know about?
Well, I think it's always good to, as I turn around the district, to see local merchants, nation boxes set up for, you know, our neighbors to the south, from Harvey, and, you know, sometimes you get disenchanted with how our society is going, but when you see events, how people come together and are willing to help their neighbors in time of need, I think, you know, God bless them. I mean, it's just an amazing process. And, you know, a lot of donation, a lot of local effort, even here in our own area in the state of Kansas. So I do appreciate Kansas stepping up and helping our neighbors. I think that's what makes America.
Well, absolutely, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you. It's the wonders of the cell phone.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. And you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.